Should you strive to be the perfect leader? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And in today's episode, let's look at the idea of a leader who is still flawed or one who strives to be perfect. Now, in our Frontline Leadership class, we asked this question in our very first module. If you think back to all the leaders for whom you've worked, what percentage of them were good leaders and which percentage were not good? And usually, unfortunately, it turns out to be almost like a coin toss. You have one good leader, you might have one bad leader. So very few people have a consistent set of great leaders. But then we ask, are your good leaders perfect or do they have flaws? Now, as you can imagine, usually either 100% say that even the best leaders still had flaws, then you'll notice that, okay, I can still have flaws, but does that mean you should just accept all your flaws and not try to get better? Well, I don't think so, but let's think about another scenario. For those of you who are parents, when you think about especially when your kids were little, and maybe, you know, if there's anybody who's a perfect parent, please send me an email, but I'm guessing none of you are perfect parents. I know I'm not. So let's say there's a situation where you yelled or you screamed or you did something, and then you're tucking your kids in at night and you go, you know, sorry, you know, daddy's up, you know, sorry that he, you know, raised his voice or whatever it is. Most of the time, what are your kids going to say? They're going to say, it's okay. Why do your kids give you a break is the same reason, well, maybe slightly different than why your team will give you a break when you still have the odd flaw. Your kids know that you love them and that you care for them. Now, in the same way, if your team knows that you care about doing the best job that you can, that you have their best interests at heart, they're also going to cut you a bit of slack when you do something that isn't quite as good as a leadership attribute or behavior as you could have done. So I'm not excusing bad leadership. I'm just saying that it's okay. Leaders can't really be perfect. And in fact, in trying to become perfect, you end up actually not being even excellent. So what I'd rather you do is to work at things to see if you can get a little bit better. So I've got a few tips for you to work towards excellence in leadership and not just perfection. Number one is seek feedback. Now, feedback is going to come to you in a variety of ways. Sometimes it'll be formal feedback through a performance review, or it might be a 360 assessment if your company does those. But if you pay attention, you're getting feedback on a fairly continuous basis in the reactions that your team is giving you, or that your peers are giving you, or other departments, or even your manager. So if you're more in tune with things, you can process that feedback, which is just information. It doesn't make it the truth. It just is a data point for you to reflect on. Tip number two is to self-reflect. So you get all these data points, including when people do what you want and when they don't do what you want, and when people are helpful and when they're not. And you process all that and you self-reflect on how much of what I did contributed to either the good outcomes or the not so good outcomes. And maybe if I just process that a little bit, I can figure out what I need to tweak and change. And then tip number three is to grow one step at a time. And that means as a leader, it's not so much again about saying, I am not worthy, I'm not worthy. It's about saying, hey, I have some room to grow, and how could I get a little bit better in my leadership role? How could I handle a situation similar to that a little bit differently and better in the future? And as you become incrementally better, your team will see that it's getting better, and they're going to give you even more slack as you inevitably still screw up the odd time. So as you work towards being a leader of excellence and not necessarily a leader of perfection, just know that you still have to be open to feedback and process that and reflect on it and then make changes to grow over time. And of course, we're here to help you through one of our training programs like our Frontline Leadership course or through the library and modules of many other topics that we have. And we do that both on-site in person, which is maybe the more traditional way these days, or we use our state-of-the-art virtual training studio to bring through high definition and a production team one of the best learning experiences you're ever going to get right at your desktop. So whether we work with you in person or virtually, it all starts with an investigation and a conversation at uniquedevelopment.com. And I also welcome or ask you to join us on our social media platforms, especially LinkedIn. Why not connect with me on LinkedIn? I'd love to see that. And we publish a lot of white papers and special reports that you might be finding helpful in your leadership role and to build an organization that really attracts and retains the best talent you can, both now, today, and in the long run for your success.